This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Good morning.
Dudes and dudettes, amigos and amigettes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome in. The Thursday edition of the Rob Brown Show starts now. Happy Thursday morning, people. If you're like me and you stayed up way too late last night because the Indiana Pacers and the New York Knicks put on an absolute show last night, then it is an early morning, but a morning that is worth being a little tired for, because goodness, gosh darn greatness, what a basketball game.
You know, it's about court awareness and knowing where your toe is. Rob could have went to bed early.
Rob could have went to bed about half an hour earlier than he did. You're exactly right.
If you just know where your toe is.
Come on, Tyrese. All you did was hit a step back, fade away, three bounces off the rim, and drop dramatically 6 minutes after the buzzer sounded. Three-pointer. That was a two-pointer by a toe. Not even two toes. Not even like, you know, like the second long toe, not the big toe, but the toe next to it that's just like slightly shorter. That toe wasn't even a long. Yeah, it was just a toenail.
For a lot of people, that toe's a little bit longer than their big toe.
Yeah, isn't that supposed to mean something? I swear it's like it. Like
yeah, I've heard it's like more intelligence.
Something about
or something.
Body chemistry, yeah, or something.
They just say that because they're weird and they have their second toes bigger than their big toe.
That's always been my belief.
Yeah.
Been like, dude, tell me you have weird feet without telling me you have weird
feet. Right. Well, you know what that means. Like, okay, whatever, dude.
You know what they say about guys with big shoes, big socks.
But a toe. It was. I'm not even sure that. I'm not even sure the toe touched the line.
Oh, it did.
Because it was over the line. It just, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it did, but even if it didn't, if it's just over the line, they're going to call it. Tyrese Halliburton, as the buzzer sounds, hits a step back fade away. We all thought it was a game winning, but it ended up being game tying three. Then he, as the great one predicted, hit the Reggie Miller choke sign on the Knicks. Only to find out that upon video replay, it actually was a two-pointer. We go to overtime, but then Tyrese kept banging it out during the OT period. Pacers get the dub, 120, what was it, 138, 135, I don't score up in front of me. But they get the overtime win and take game one at Madison Square Garden.
It's such joy to hear all the people in New York, including the overnight guy. I know he's your buddy.
But Patty B!
But New York people cannot take it when their team loses. And it's hilarious because that's what they do. That's what New York teams do. When's the last time that a New York team won at something? Probably the Yankees.
The Yankees in 20-whatever teen it was.
Right, but not in basketball.
Not in the 2020s.
Not in basketball, not in football. I mean, what they actually expected their team to win.
I mean, listen, it's a 7-game series.
Man, I hope it's a sweep. If it's a sweep, it's going to be hilarious. And go Sirs.
I'll tell you why I am actually, despite the pain it causes me to root for Hayden S. Meyer. By the way, no Mario today, unfortunately. He texted me last night and said that he was in the hospital with a 104-degree fever.
Oh, that's not good.
No, that's real bad.
Yeah.
He actually, let me take that back. He texted me and he said, I can't make it tomorrow. I'm going to the hospital. And I was like, oh, dude, I hate to hear that. What's up? And he goes, I have a 104-degree temperature. And I was like, buddy, you're not going to the hospital tomorrow. You need to be there now. Like, you need to, not the appropriate time. My man's on the verge of death, and that's not really even a joke with a 104 temperature.
Yeah, I've had a temperature around that, maybe even more, when I had pneumonia. And that was basically hallucinating.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I was like, call Horvat right now, get him to take you to the emergency room. That's not a joke. So no Mario today. As of right now, we do have a busy show. We have got Lulu Kessin coming by at 8 a.m. We've got Coach Julie from the Liberty coming by. Julie Carlson coming by at 8:20.
Coming by.
Well, on the phone. She'll be on the phone.
Okay.
She'll
all be
on
right.
the phone. Pulling up on the phone.
That would explain the shirt.
Yeah.
If she was coming by.
No, I love Coach Julie. She's the best. So okay. Julie will be here at 8:20 as the Greenville Liberty have started their season in the USLW League. We'll talk to her, a little local footy. Then at 8:40, Rashad Beard in his normal spot is scheduled to join us. No Mario at 9 o'clock this morning. We will we'll actually just hope he doesn't die on us.
Don't say that. I mean, come on.
And then it is Thursday, and you know what that means. Fight Club at 9:20 to catch up in the world of professional wrestling.
Wow,
but
I don't want to. I mean, don't put me in there following you saying you hope he doesn't die. He's going to be fine.
I mean, even if he is, I still hope he doesn't die.
Okay. You know? That's what
I'm pulling for my guy.
That's a healthy young man. He's going to be all right.
I give him a lot of crap, but I love the Mario. I really wanted Mario here because there's a conversation I wanted to have with him. Monday Night Raw at the Well this past Monday night. I was obviously there. And during the show, they took a very special break in order to show a pre-recorded interview done by Pat McAfee and Michael Cole, where they had on video, he wasn't there in person, obviously, but on video, they did an interview with Indiana Pacers starting everything, Tyrese Halliburton. And I took a picture of the Jumbotron at the Well where Tyrese was being interviewed by Pat McAfee and Michael Cole. And I sent it to Mario and I was like, hey, dude, if your boy is a wrestling guy, doesn't that mean you should be a wrestling guy too? And Mario sent me an absolute hater of a text reply where he popped off on Tyrese Halliburton, said that that is off-season bull bleep. That's a bad mentality, and he needs to be locked in on the Knicks right now, which I reminded him that he was at one point locked in on the Knicks, or at least at one point was locked in on, of course, Jalen Brunson, the starting PG for the Knicks, because the two of them had an in-ring confrontation about a year ago on, I believe it was SmackDown that night, but it was live at MSG. Brunson came out on the road at New York as a full-fledged heel character, and Brunson came out for the heel-face showdown in the ring. And I said, your boy's a wrestling guy, are you in? And Mario popped off. And I was actually really excited to give him the opportunity to address that to Tyrese Halliburton here on the show this morning. But he's got bigger fish to, by literally maybe just putting the fish on his forehead, fry with a 104 temperature. So we'll check in with Mario next week. But let's get back to what happened last night. Pacers 138, Knicks 135 in OT. Indiana leads the series 1-0. The Pacers trailed with 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play. They trail by 14 points with less than 3 minutes to play, which does a couple of things for me. Number one, it emphasizes one more time again why you do not leave games early, because you could miss some magic, which the Pacers had last night. Number two, I think it, as Rod Brind'Amour did yesterday, went ahead and helped prove everything I said about this game in its setup exactly correct. It proved that Rob knows ball, because I know why the Knicks faded, and we're going to talk about that coming up here in just a little while with a full breakdown of last night's Eastern Conference Finals Game 1, tonight's Western Conference Finals Game 1. We'll get into that, but I will say the most important thing that a 138-135 overtime victory did for me last night was at a point in time where there are multiple things happening around the NBA right now. This was very good for basketball. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander yesterday was awarded the NBA MVP. I honestly think that that is bad for basketball as a sport in entirety in the United States. And it circles back to a conversation that we had earlier on in this week. I'm going to talk about that actually coming up very shortly. That's bad for basketball. The conversation about the NBA draft lottery still is not going away. Lonzo brought up yesterday a conversation that Shaquille O'Neal was having a couple of days that I know what Shaq was doing, and we'll get to it. But a lot of people, including my afternoon colleagues, Cole, Brian, and Kerosene, utilized the comments of Shaquille O'Neal to some degree to elevate, accelerate, and advance the theory right now that the NBA draft lottery is rigged. And I do not think it needs all that much help. I think the night that they announced the number one overall pick was going to the Dallas Mavericks after trading Luka Doncic to the LA Lakers for effectively nothing, I don't think it needed help. But I also think probably a lot more was made out of that comment from Shaquille O'Neal than necessarily needed to be. I want to address the comment later on in the show. I actually didn't plan on doing that this week, but I've, even over, you know, 2 days later, I'm still hearing people talking about it. So we'll get to it a little later in the show. The point is, there's a lot going on right now in the landscape of the NBA that I personally believe is bad for the NBA, is bad for basketball. And as a basketball fan and as a longtime fan of the association, it has been a tough couple of weeks for those of us that love the league. Last night was exactly the shot in the arm that the league needed. Last night was exactly the moment that the league needed. Because if all of that would have gone down, the SGA Rookie of the Year, the Shaq commentary, the NBA draft lottery conspiracy theory continuing to be pushed forward, if all of that was going down, and game one of this series that the NBA has been hyping as a potential return to greatness, and I would say both finals, because over on the other side, we've got SGA and Anthony Edwards. If you think SGA is genuinely a great basketball player, you are excited about him having the opportunity to duel one of the young, great players in the league in Ant-Man. If you think SGA is a free throw merchant who is getting whistles in the playoffs that nobody else gets, getting an even elevated version of the Jordan rules, then you are excited in the West about the possibility for Anthony Edwards to prove that he's a better player and eliminate SGA. Over in the East, Tyrese Halliburton, who was voted a few weeks ago, allegedly by The Athletic, voted on by NBA players, the most overrated player in the National Basketball Association, who in these playoffs has, as Michael Jordan said in The Last Dance, taken that personally and is on a tirade right now in the NBA playoffs up against Jalen Brunson, who even as a New York Knickerbocker, Jalen Brunson is kind of like America's basketball sweetheart right now. My guy's showing up on the late night shows. He's showing up on pro wrestling. He's showing up on stage at Broadway. He's showing up all these different places. And if you go listen to, watch, follow the interviews and whatnot of Jalen Brunson, he is, even if you hate the Knickerbockers, almost impossible to dislike. Jalen Brunson, he's a great guy. Like, he's just a good dude. The stories he's told about his dad and his time in the league and growing up around it and how, you know, privileged and lucky he is to be here, and he's not taking a moment for granted, yada, yada, yada. Great showdown. And on top of that, there is, whether it is manufactured or not, as Triple H said on Twitter the other day, almost like we wrote it, Brunson and Halliburton showing up in the Eastern Conference Finals. If game one would have been a dud, I think that would have been possibly traumatic for the NBA, because if they would have spent all that time hyping up this rivalry as a classic traditional NBA rivalry, if they would have spent all that money putting together the advertisements around Reggie Miller throwing up the choke sign at Spike Lee running down the court and hearkening back to the Knicks-Pacers rivalries of the 90s, et cetera, et cetera. If they'd have gone all in on that, and then we would have had a dud last night. I think a lot of people, like they do, for instance, when a ton goes into a TV show and it's being pushed and this is the thing and this is the hot new show and everybody's going to love it, and then you tune in and you watch an episode or two and you go, bad pacing, boring character, no plot development, yada, 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 yada. The attention span of Americans is stupidly short. Okay? It's short. We lose attention. Why do you think that over the past couple of years, whether it is Facebook or YouTube or Instagram or TikTok, our social media content has devolved? It's devolved. It's not evolved, it's devolved. Twitter has for years been the hot social media platform. Why? Because I only got to read like three sentences at a time, right? Like, I don't have to ingest a paragraph at a time. You got 240 characters to catch me or I'm out. Look at Instagram right now. It is either look at this picture, which you can just look at, get it, and move on, or watch this Instagram reel, which is at the maximum 60 seconds long, or I'm out. Our attention span as Americans is real, real bad. So if we would have gotten a game one in this series that was supposed to make it feel like we've made basketball great again, and it would have been a 20-point Knicks blowout, then I think that would have been a problem for basketball, because we as Americans would tune out. We go, all right, series not going to be anything. If it, you know, now if it gets to seven, we'll check back in at the end. But like between here and there, we're out. Instead, the Pacers make a run from 14 points back with less than 3 minutes to play. Tyrese hits a step back. We thought it was a game-winning three. Ends up being a game-tying two, but we win it in OT anyway. And I can now not wait till game two at MSG. I cannot wait. I'm supposed to be doing some family activities on Friday night. And I texted said family and was like, yo, we can go do whatever you want to do, but there better be a TV there, because game two, I'm not missing that. This is going to be great. All right, SGA wins the MVP, and it is, as talented as he is, bad for basketball. But I don't blame him. I blame somebody else. And I'll tell you who it is when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is your 2024-25 National Basketball Association Most Valuable Player. And because of that, youth basketball coaches in America, your job just got harder. This is bad for basketball. Not necessarily the NBA, who at this point, I am pretty convinced, just wants SGA to be the next guy up, right? When the throne is vacated by Steph or LeBron or whoever you think is the current face of the league. When the throne is vacated and it is time to crown a new face of the league, I am now convinced that the National Basketball Association just wants it to be SGA. Yeah. He is crowned MVP yesterday, and that is bad for basketball. The NBA's fine because they're getting what they wanted. Now, whether that'll translate to more viewers, fewer viewers, whatever, it's on them. It's on them. But it is bad for basketball, the sport in the United States of America, because of the way that SGA plays in the NBA. I am now on board with the thought, theory, belief, whatever you want to call it, that SGA is indeed a free throw merchant. And Thunder fans have spent the year, as SGA has been labeled a free throw merchant throughout the course of the season, defending SGA by pointing out that in many of the games that have been played, other stars have been getting free throws at the same rate as Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has in their games. They have pointed out that guys like Halliburton, other stars across the league, are getting the same number of free throws as Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has gotten. But, as I have said 100 times and 100 times again, I think it is important to understand the context in which a stat is recorded, not just the stat itself. The Oklahoma City Thunder are one of the most fouling teams in the NBA. They commit a higher rate of fouls per game than other defenses do. One of the best defenses in the NBA, but they are still one of the most fouling teams. So other guys are getting the free throw rate similar to SGA, who had, by the way, 14 of them in the Thunder's 114-88 game one win over the Timberwolves. He had 14 free throws. Dante DiVincenzo had 12 as a backup for the Timberwolves. I don't think Dante DiVincenzo is a star. I mean, he's a very good player, former Villanova guy, but he ain't a star. It's just that the Thunder foul. It's part of their defensive mentality. That is why they have had a bunch of guys throughout the year that have fouled out. But SGA evens that out for them. The Thunder had 22 fouls in that game against the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves had 22 fouls, but like 10 of them were on SGA. And the reason that is I am now of the belief that SGA is 100% a guy who takes a dive. Why? We talked about it yesterday on the show. Because of the play that he had against Anthony Edwards in game one. SGA gets the ball. He drives left, running down the line, separating the hardwood from the paint. Anthony Edwards on defense has got him chest up, the exactly correct defensive position. He has got his hands up with the palms out, elevated, facing the official, the exact correct defensive position. And Anthony Edwards, who as a defender has the right to the space that he beat SGA to, sees SGA lean into Anthony, not jump into, but just lean into Anthony Edwards and get a call on a foul that was most certainly not a foul. There was another clip that started making its rounds yesterday, where SGA was being guarded by Jaden McDaniels at the top of the key. SGA drives into the free throw circle. As he does, Jaden McDaniels establishes his spot as a defender, as he is supposed to do. Go hands up, palms up to the official, as he is supposed to do. SGA leans into Jaden McDaniels, puts the forearm in, extends the forearm through the chest of Jaden McDaniels, a textbook offensive foul, textbook, and extends the forearm through the chest of Jaden McDaniels, and wouldn't you know it, whistle, tweet, tweet, foul on Jaden McDaniels. This call was so bad that even watch, I saw it happen in game one, and I was irate in real time. I saw it again yesterday on some Instagram dude's commentary of it, and it made me even madder. And when I say that it made me madder, yesterday I had to go out to, go to a clothing store with the lady. We're going to be spending some time over the next couple of months on a couple of beach vacations. At one point, we're going to go down to Florida, spend some time on my beach. In a handful of weeks, we're going to go over to Charleston, spend some time with her brother and sister, her sister and brother-in-law, roll tide, on Charleston Beach. And so she said, can you go with me to help me pick out a swimsuit? I want to pick out a swimsuit that you like. I was like, yes, ma'am, I can absolutely do that. So I beat her to the store because she met me there coming from work. I left the house. I met her at the store. I beat her there by about 10 minutes. And so I, as a millennial, sat in my car like we do. And instead of being productive, I watched Instagram Reels. I came across this video.
What were you supposed to do? Go in ahead of time?
Yeah, like apparently what I could have done was like I could have gotten some work done. I could have got some show prep done. I could have gone in earlier and like picked out four or five that I really liked and been like, here's a few I like, babe. What do you think? And we could have done that. I didn't do any of that.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been creepy at all. Going and doing that.
Yeah. What's this wig, fat bearded weirdo doing picking out ladies' swimsuits? And why that one, you creep? Anyway, I sat in the parking lot. as adults do, and I doom scrolled social media, and I came across this clip, and it ticked me off so much that when we got inside of the clothing store and she was going through the racks looking for her new one piece, she turned to me and she looked at me and she's like, "Are you in a bad mood right now?" And I said, "Yeah, I kind of am. I'm really sorry. I'm going to break the funk." And she goes, "Why are you in a bad mood?" And I said, and I quote, "Shea Gilgeous Alexander." And she went, "Who's that?" And I went, "You're a normal person. I understand. You're normal. I'm a junkie. I get it. I understand." So here is why SGA winning the MVP is bad for basketball, and why those of you that are kind enough and gracious enough to coach youth sports just had your job get tougher. Because young ballers are impressionable. Young ballers watch the ballers in the NBA, and they model their game after the best. And you can see that. I watched it as a young baller growing up. When Michael Jordan was the GOAT and I was playing young basketball, you had kids out there that stuck out the tongue and did nothing more than want to drive and hit acrobatic layups. And then when Kobe took the crown, you had young ballers out there that all of the sudden didn't care about driving the lane with power and authority. Now it was all about moves. Now it's about the pivot, the rotate, the spin. Now it's about the moves. And then when LeBron took to the throne, then it was modeling the game after LeBron and Jokic. Then it was about post guys becoming more important than ever before in younger basketball. Well, young ballers model their game after whoever is the cream of the crop in the NBA. And right now, that's SGA after winning the MVP. Now, old hats like me and you, we can look at SGA's game and go, "That guy flops. That guy dives. That guy does these weird faces while contorting his body in a reaction to physical contact that didn't happen." But here's the thing. He gets the calls. He gets to shoot 1,000 free throws a game. And he gets to pump up his points per game average. Because he scores 20, but he gets 14 free throws converted every night. So that 20 is now 34. Which means that I am afraid young ballers are about to start copying that methodology. Which means that if SGA is going to be the face of the league, all you young coaches out there that are working your way up through youth ball. Maybe you're a kind-hearted soul who's volunteering down at the local Y to get those elementary age kids playing hoops. Maybe you're a teacher at a local middle school and you are trying to teach fundamentals of foundational basketball to middle school kids so that they can go up to your local high school and make the team. Maybe you're a high school coach of a JV squad trying to develop the freshmen and sophomores so you can ship them up to the varsity team and they can win a state title. Maybe you're a coach of a varsity team and you've got developed high school players that you're trying to make something happen. All these kids are going to watch as the NBA celebrates SGA and go, "Oh, so let me get this right. If I drive into the lane and I jump into a body and then I throw myself on the ground as if a mortar has gone off under the basket, then I can go get an extra 14, 16, 20 points per game from the free throw stripe. Yeah, I'm going to do that."
By the way, as someone who recently saw youth basketball at the 6-year-old level, they're already doing that.
Yeah.
No, the coaches are already teaching kids to do that. I saw it firsthand a couple of times, and I'm like, wow. Already at the lowest level you can be, they're already doing that.
Now, I would like to say, because there is a second part of this conversation to me, I don't blame SGA. And to some degree,
I blame Steph Curry.
It's absolutely not Steph Curry. I do not blame SGA. I don't blame him for playing the way that he plays. I don't blame him for being the player that he is. And I don't blame young coaches if they care about winning more than development, which you should not, young coaches. If you're coaching elementary level ball, middle school level ball, hell, high school JV level ball, you should not care more about winning than development. But I don't blame SGA. I blame the NBA. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you why, at the end of the day, if basketball quality starts to go down at the high school ranks, at the college ranks, all the way up to the NBA pro ranks because of this, it's not the fault of SGA being a free throw merchant. It's the NBA's fault. And I'll tell you why when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I do believe that SGA is a free throw merchant. I do believe that SGA has become, to some degree, comically good at contorting his body while taking shots at the rim in order to draw fouls. I do not blame SGA. SGA gets paid millions of dollars by the Oklahoma City to do what? Score buckets, get points, win games. And the Oklahoma City Thunder, for those of you that have not been following the National Basketball Association this year, won 68 of their 82 regular season games. And for those of you that have not been watching the NBA this year, that is more than any other team. That is more than Nikola Jokic and his Nuggets, more than LeBron James and his Lakers, more than Steph Curry and his Warriors. He and the Thunder won more games than any other team in the National Basketball Association. So, I do not blame SGA for becoming a free throw merchant because SGA is performing to the highest level of anybody in the league at his job. Score points. Win games. He has done that better than anybody else. He won the league scoring title this year, winning more, scoring more points than anybody else. And his team set the wins mark in the NBA, winning more games than any other team. He did exactly what the hell he's supposed to do. Score buckets, win games. He did that. Score points, win games. A lot of buckets, a lot of free throws too. I don't have an issue with SGA because at the end of the day, SGA recognized at some point in this season whether it was told to him or whether somewhere 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 games in, he realized, oh, they're giving me calls. They're giving me calls that they're not giving anybody else. They're giving me calls that if I just look like I took a sniper round to the chest, even if I do not get touched, if I just look like I got popped, they're going to give me 2 free buckets from the stripe or 1 if I make the basket. And he took advantage of that. At the end of the day, the goal is points and the goal is victories. And SGA figured out that there is a bug in the software that allows him to get those 2 things without cheating. He's not violating any rules. He's not taking advantage of anything that's not straight up being given to him. I do not blame SGA. Just like I don't blame a soccer player who dribbles the ball into the penalty box, gets breathed on too hard, and goes down like he's in the opening scenes of Saving Private Ryan. Because if he earns a penalty kick, there's like an 85% chance that his team is going to get a goal. And if he can get that goal, that goes a long way. It turns out in soccer, scoring goals is a very good way to win some games. Who and what I have a problem with is very simple. The people that allow that to happen. I have a problem with the NBA's officials who allow this to happen. And more importantly, I am very much on the verge of adding the NBA to the MLB. In terms of, do you know what my greatest criticism about Major League Baseball over the past few years has been? Not the fact that they have routinely had bad umpires on the field, Angel Hernandez, C.B. Buckner, guys who I know their names. At the end of the day, I shouldn't know your name. I shouldn't. If you are doing your job, I shouldn't know your name. And I even include good officials whose name I know. Guys like Teddy Brothers. I like Teddy Brothers. Good official. Like, good official, commands the respect of the game, never lets it get out of hand. The problem with Teddy Brothers is every time that Teddy Brothers has an interaction, he is so demonstrative in the way that he talks to players, talks to coaches, talks into the mic after replays, whatever. Like, it's like he thinks he's putting on a comedy show, and it's like, or a dramatic reinterpretation of what happened. I don't need you doing that. Walk to the mic and go, Indiana challenges the call. Jalen Brunson did indeed touch the ball out of bounds. Pacers basketball. And let's get back to the play.
So you don't want them to be entertaining.
Correct.
You're watching a product to be entertained, but that part of the product you don't want to be entertaining.
I am watching an athletic competition to be entertained by the athletes, not the officials. That is 100% correct. That is 100% correct. So what I am saying here is my biggest complaint for the past, I don't know, a very long time with Major League Baseball is not just that we have had a bunch of officials who have ultimately been bad. It's that they have allowed it to continue and consistently put those people in position to have impact in high impact games. The NBA has got to figure out how it is that they are going to make this not be a thing, or I need them to just go ahead and stop pushing back on the narrative that they want it to be a thing. Because to me, if there is something that is considered by many, I won't say all because Thunder fans exist, but if there is something happening in your game that outside of the team that it benefits, in this case, the Oklahoma City Thunder, your fan base largely has a problem with, like if you have Doris Burke on the call of your game on a network that is paying you mucho dinero for the rights to broadcast your game, and that you retain the right to pull off of their network if you should so choose. if Doris Burke has found the rocks and it is so obvious that she is willing to call your star dude a free throw merchant or thinly veil it, right? Because she was like, well, you know, there's a lot of people around the league that say SGA is a free throw merchant. It's like, Doris, you're saying that right now, all right? And we agree with you. I understand why you can't say it. We agree with you, so I get it, but free throw merchant. You have two options. You can either do something about it and at least offer an explanation of why you're not going to change it, or a solution and an effort to change it, in which case I can say, oh, the NBA believes that SGA being this dramatic flopper, again, I don't blame him because, hey, if they're going to give you a path to victory that you otherwise don't have, you take it, okay? Rob's going to be the bad influence uncle here for a minute. Yo, kids out there, if your boss gives you preferential treatment that leads to you getting a promotion and a raise, take it. Take it. Don't ask questions. Don't push back. Take it. You can get that job, and then you can influence change with more power down the line. But if you get a path to victory that's easier and makes your life better off, just take it, okay? SGA takes it, no problem with that. So the NBA can offer up a solution. Say, you know what, after evaluating the season, yes, we believe that perhaps SGA may have had a little assistance to the finish line of being the NBA's 2025 National Basketball Association scoring title holder by being given 1,000 free throws a game. And during the offseason, we are going to evaluate, along with our officials, some of those games. We're going to evaluate the way that fouls are called. We're going to do some training sessions with our officials. We're going to work hand-in-hand with the NBA's officials association union, and we're going to come up with a way that we can better officiate the game next year so that this doesn't happen. Or option number two is you can say and do nothing. And if you say and do nothing, you are effectively telling me that you think there is no problem, in which case I have a problem with you, or that you know there is a problem, but you don't care about it, in which case I'm not watching Thunder games anymore, which would be too bad because it's a team that's done a hell of a job building a young core of players that they can keep together for a very long time. SGA, Chet Holmgren, Jaden McDaniels, these are all young dudes that are, and I mean this, I am not saying that they are going to become a dynasty. I'm saying as of right now, they are the most likely team in the NBA to become a dynasty. And while the concept of power teams has gotten very annoying across the NBA, even I, as somebody who rooted for some of those power teams back in the day, the concept of the power team is going away. However, there is one thing that is true, has been proven true time and time and time again. Whether it's because you love them or you hate them, America loves a dynasty. Maybe we love them and we want to support the dynasty because, hey, man, this is fun to watch this team just beat the crap out of everybody else. Or maybe you hate them. It's like Ric Flair. You might hate the guy, but you're tuning in and watching every time because you want to see him lose. We love a dynasty. And the Oklahoma City Thunder have built a young core that right now, if there is a team in the NBA that can become the next dynasty, it's them. This core as constructed could easily be together for the next 4 years in a row. And if they're a championship team caliber now, what are they going to be next year? Year after that, year after that. But if your dynasty is built on the superstar that dynasty is built around being not just a flopper, but a flopper that even the most diehard NBA defenders, me and right now Cole Bryson in this market, I believe that we are the only two, and Lonzo, let me be real clear, and Lonzo, we are the only ones, I think maybe in the upstate of South Carolina, I don't know this for a fact, I'd be willing to say maybe across the entire state of South Carolina, the only ones that love the NBA, want it to be good, and rush to defend it from the hordes of you at the gate looking to take down that league because you just don't like it. Fine, whatever. It's your thing. I love it. I defend it. Cole loves it. He defends it. Lonzo loves it. He defends it. We love the association. If the dynasty in creation, the Oklahoma City Thunder right now, are going to become a dynasty on the back of SGA, but SGA is going to lead that dynasty by having 10-15% more free throws than anybody else in the NBA because he throws himself around. I remembered yesterday a press conference clip that came from a game a few months ago when the Oklahoma City Thunder played the Detroit Pistons. JB Bickerstaff, who is a finalist for NBA Coach of the Year this year because of what the Detroit Pistons did. That team's on its way too. He, in the post-game press conference, was going off on the number of BS fouls received by Shai Gilgeous-Alexander while his young star, Cade Cunningham, was being assaulted to the degree that we damn near had to get Olivia Benson involved. And was getting no calls in that game. And he grabbed a head coach in the NBA, knowing the punishment that would come from it, grabbed a mic after that game and with his whole chest 10 toes down said, "This game was so poorly officiated, I consider it disrespectful." And everybody went, "What are you talking about?" I remember that because I said, "Oh, I guess I got to go find this game and watch it now." And by the end of watching that game, I went, "Damn, he's right, dude. He's right. Cade Cunningham could get a call to save his life." SGA was getting breathed on and was going to the deck over and over and getting a call every time. If the NBA is going to prop up the Thunder as a dynasty, I'm okay with that because I like the young players on that team. For the record, I like SGA. I think he's one of the most talented basketball players in the NBA. But if you are going to give him with these garbage, not even ticky-tack, because ticky-tack fouls are widely accepted definitionally as minimal contact that, yeah, maybe it's a foul, maybe it's not, but there's contact. SGA just throws himself at the ground and he gets these calls. His jersey flaps in the wind and a finger drags it and they call it a foul. It's not good enough for me. It is so bad that I came in here after game one the next day and said, as much as I was looking forward to the series, if every game's going to look like that around SGA, I'm not interested. I'll stick with the Eastern Conference Finals, and if the Thunder make it to the Finals, I'll see them there, but I'm not going to watch the games if this is what they look like. It was bad. And I love the association. I've been waiting for the Conference Finals for a week. I'm excited about them, not after seeing what I saw. So, if the NBA fixes this, if the NBA says, look, SGA's really good, but we're going to make him survive on talent, not calls, then I'm going to be a huge Thunder fan because I like this team. But if they are not, and they say, nope, we're good with it, we love everything that's happening, it's going to be hard for me, even as an NBA lover and defender, to take that league as serious and credible. It will be nothing more than, hey, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to tune in to watch the best basketball players in the world play the best basketball in the world, but I don't really give a damn about your title or your playoff brackets or anything else. Your thoughts? I want them 844-326-3663. Lonzo Sports Flash, I want that too.
The world wants it. Now they're going to get it. The Indiana Pacers have a 1-0 series lead over the New York Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals after a 138-135 overtime win last night. Tyrese Haliburton had 31 points on 12 of 23 shooting, and Aaron Naismith added 30. The Knicks held a lead throughout the entire fourth quarter, but a bouncing long-range shot from Haliburton at the buzzer forced the overtime. Shame his toe was over the line. The Dallas Stars' power play offense came alive in the third period for a 6-3 win and a 1-0 series lead over Edmonton in the Western Conference Finals of the NHL playoffs. Edmonton held a 3-1 lead at the final intermission, but Dallas scored 5 goals in the third period. And Aiden Konak pitched 6 innings of 4-hit, 1-run ball to lead the Clemson Tigers to a 6-1 win over Virginia Tech in round 2 of the ACC baseball tournament. Clemson gets NC State in the quarterfinals tonight at 7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.